BMW Mobile.
KO4MUF.
Well, good morning, Jody.
KO4HKX, and good morning again, Ken.
Good morning, Jody. KN4GFW.
This is Patrick, Ken.
What are we doing today?
Right on this amphitheater where they're doing that Rock the Country concert, still building pads and milling roads and things like that.
That, man, we were up through the gorge where I-40 was all washed out and that. It's like, man, looks like a strip mine operation going on down there where they're building it back up. That looks like it's going to take a minute.
That's going to take some time to rebuild that thing. Morning, everybody. KQ4ZLE Mobile.
Anthony, KO4HKX.
Morning, Anthony, KN4GFW.
How well did you do up at the Hamfest?
Did all right. Wasn't nothing to write home about. You know, it was, I got rid of a couple of things, but still brought a lot of stuff back, Roger.
Smaller than I figured it would be, but, I mean, you never know anymore.
The woman that was next to me in that little red car, he said that was their third year, I think, they were having it, and he said that was the smallest one they ever had.
Maybe it was the weather that kept everybody out, but it was supposed to be nice that day.
Beautiful up there, Patrick. You know, it was a very nice, ended up being a nice day. We figured it was being because it was an Easter weekend.
And where they do it the third weekend of the month, every weekend, rod runs going on over there too, so, usually, but I don't think it was this year.
But yeah, we, I did okay, nothing, like I said, nothing to brag about, but, you know, we did all right. We'll look forward, she enjoyed it, you know, the night away and just going hanging out and stuff, she had fun, so, I see some more coming up in our future, right?
Well, that's a good thing, she had fun.
A lot of stuff there, did they? It was kind of thin.
Small, like you say, because it's maybe because it's Easter weekend. Try it again next year and see how it goes.
Worth the ride, you know. That was a lot of fun.
ER go yesterday. Is it crazy or somewhat calm?
For ZLA, it was pretty crazy. We unfortunately are having to deal with several very aggressive. They call them psych patients, but a lot of these are behavioral, more so. But, yeah, it was a rough day yesterday, unfortunately. I'm headed in now to see how it is. The wife worked last night in the same department, so it's going to be interesting when I get to talk to her and see how it was during the night as well.
Hopefully it's a better day for you. And that's got to be rough working the opposite shift to your wife.
But she moved to the cancer center for just a short period of time, and that didn't quite work out, unfortunately, on days. So she came back to the emergency department and unfortunately had to take a night shift for temporary. Hopefully she'll get to come back to days pretty soon.
That's not good on a marriage.
Definitely has its challenges, you know, not get seen each other as much. But well, like I said, good Lord willing, she'll come to days soon. KQ4ZLE, Friday. Interesting too, see what this weather does, bringing in people too. Oftentimes the weather gets like this, it gets really crowded.
Your business is exactly the opposite of mine then, because when it's raining, everybody disappears. They must be coming to visit you.
See, it must be my charm, I guess. We do have a joke about it at work, but you know, the why they come.
To me how a little bit of rain or weather affects businesses and the inside business is that's one that affects amazes me is it affects those people just won't come. I was watching the little blurb about Aldi and how their business model over the weekend, and it says their business will drop off 30% on rainy days.
Yeah, I guess people just don't want to get out and about in it. our biggest deal is a lot of the homeless population and a lot of the psych and behavioral population will come in, and unfortunately it crowds the ER, and it takes up rooms and stuff like that for a lot of those that, you know, are actually sick. You know, I don't mind helping needy, but, you know, it does definitely put a strain. We've got several large cities that admitted to buying their homeless populations bus tickets to wherever they want to go. And unfortunately, the Southeast, especially the upstate of South Carolina, is highly advertised. And so we've got, and I've had several patients actually admit to me that's how they got to this area.
I've been sick for Susan, the restaurant, and that when it rains, man, they get busy.
Outside laborers can't work, and I guess they figure we'll go get something to eat.
He does a lot of stuff for the county of Greenville, and he's outside a lot. And of course, when it's raining, it hinders them. So they don't get a lot done. Work, fire, and EMS, it didn't matter what the weather was, we was out in it.
Well, all I know is when it's raining, the tool business drops off. People don't want to walk out in the rain to the truck.
Including myself, actually yesterday, with staff, nurses, doctors, you know, EMS personnel, getting assaulted. And, I unfortunately had that happen yesterday. And then it's becoming more regular that we're having to deal with it.
Poor HGX. Well, I hate you having to deal with that. I know that does add a lot of stress to the job and for everybody, and nobody wants to deal with it long term.
Issue we're having, and mostly come from behavioral patients, not more so what you say true psychiatrists. I can't even talk. But anyway, what they're doing is they'll do this stuff, and then when they go to court, they're like, well, you know, I was in my right mind. I was in a psych ward. Prove me wrong, and you know, again, prove them wrong, so they get away with it.
Where that would be even more of a kick in the pants. I don't know what the answer is. I'm not in that industry, so I can't tell you. Can't even fathom it.
It's kind of one of them things where you don't, can't really imagine it unless you're in the middle of it type thing, so, you know, I get that. But anyway, that was my fuss for the four this morning. ID. Yeah, I get off this evening, so I'm hoping to get an engine changed out. My son, the engine in his truck, has got the roller on my lifter, I think, locked down. It's wiped the cam and stuff out, so we're going to put another engine in it. I have to upgrade the engine, but I don't know if this weather's going to let us do it or not. My garage is full, unfortunately, but so we can't get in it, so I'm going to wait and see what happens with the weather on that.
Weekend for that kind of thing. It's supposed to be a rainy weekend. And let me guess, it's a LS.
Holder at the 4.8 what the truck came from the factory with. It's been a good engine. You know, I've had several of these things with, you know, 300,000-400,000 miles on without any issue. But his is in that range of where they're having issues with the lifters. Another ridiculous DPA crap. But anyway, yeah, so I'm going to take that one, and I'll probably end up, as long as that block is good, I'll take and do like I've done several of the 4.8s, convert them to 5.3s and put good cams and stuff in them.
Worry about where that lifter spun, if it messed up that bore there.
The LS engines, well, yeah, but they've got the lifter trays in them, too, that you got to look for to make sure that twisted in it. But luckily, usually the bores are pretty decent. It takes a good bit to really mess those up. But yeah, hopefully everything else will be okay on it. Usually, you know, the upper end of the block and everything's usually okay on
them. Bore was not. ended up just throwing that block away.
A bunch of machining and stuff. I've got a couple blocks that were good blocks. But I got them for the rotating assemblies, the crank and rods. And the dummies have left the intakes off of them under the hood of a vehicle, thinking, you know, that would keep the water out. Nah, water gets around those hoods as well, so unfortunately messed the blocks up where water got down in them. and messed some of the heads up too, but I've been able to salvage cranks and rods and stuff by getting them pretty cheap.
I imagine. And no, the hood does not seal there because most people lose that rubber seal across the back anyway because it comes off so easy. So, but that does not keep the water out.
Yeah, I got one I'm building for my truck now. It was 5.3, but I'm going to take and run a set of 4.8 flat top pistons in it and put a probably a stage one cam. I'm not doing a crazy build with this one, just stage one cam and do a good tuning on it and do the heads. Would be a decent little runner for my truck, pulling boats, stuff like that.
Stuff nowadays, the newer stuff, they're having so much major engine problems with it, ain't none of it worth having.
Would not buy a newer vehicle for nothing in the world now. And the biggest problem I feel is number one, EPA stuff. You know, they're pushing emissions stuff so hard that we don't have the technology that's been tested for, i.e. the DOD stuff, than a lot of the other emission stuff. But then again, these companies, and they're all doing, I'm a big GM guy, but they're doing it too, is they're outsourcing so much of their parts. These companies, you know, they're doing it at the lowest bid, and these companies like Castech that made a lot of heads and other aluminum parts for the LS motor early on, you know, they're using inferior aluminum and stuff, and it's cracking. And just like with some of the other lifters and stuff like that, you know, these outsourced stuff is just not the quality that it was, you know, long before. A lot of it's Chinese-made stuff with GM badge on it or Ford or whatever. And the quality is just not there from the outsourced manufacturer.
You're correct. And Ford's the same way. They're having major engine problems, too. And, yeah, GM with the castings on the heads, I can't remember what year it was, where they got the casting so thin, it would break right across the bolts where you torque it down.
Silly Friday. Yeah, that was that Castech from 99 to 06, I believe it was. And I've got a good set of Castech heads sitting on the shelf. They're good heads. There's nothing wrong with them, but I'm afraid to use them because they're that Castech brand. And you can tell by the little battery symbol on the intake runner if you pull the lifter seats up. And like I said, I'm afraid to use them. There's nothing, technically nothing wrong with them, but I'm afraid to use them.
Jody, you still there?
W4FCM listening.
Fred, KO4HKX.
Morning, Fred, KN4TFW.
Hey guys, looking like a rainy day, huh? Hey, I got the garden planted, so let it rain. 14 tomato, I think I've lost track, 12 pepper, squash, cucumber, and so enjoy the rainy day, W4FCM.
You got a good garden going there.
Okay, so Overlangs are really hot. It'll just sit there and wait for it to get hot, so didn't waste my time planting that. But another month or so, and do about 4 rows of okra, be all we can eat all the way to frost. All right, W4FCM, I'll listen. My son will be there for a while, and then I'll chat with him when he gets up, W4FCM.
KQ4ZLE. I'm pulling up at the hospital, guys. I enjoyed the conversation this morning. I hope everybody has a good and a safe day. I will talk to you guys later. It's KQ4ZLE. I'm clear.
Be safe out there and have a great day. KO4HKX.
73 Anthony. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
Patrick, N4ZLK.
Shane, hope you're having a good start to your day.
Haven't talked to you in a while. KN4TFW.
They're having a good day as well. Yeah, I'm sitting here with my first cup of tea. Just getting ready to get dressed and head out the door. I wanted to say hello. Patrick, we're looking good today for lunch.
I'll be there.
Let you know, I've had this delivery down in Liberty the last 2 days. They've had 300 or 400 packages, so we'll see what they have today. So I might be a little late, but I'll let you know.
Just let me know. I can be there anytime.
You're welcome to come too. I know you can't make it, but anyway, I'd love to see you someday.
have to hook up and at least meet one day for sure. But I rarely leave the plant for lunch. That matter of fact, I've probably only done it once or twice in the 5 years I've been out here. I mean, but it's all the way up here on the northeast side of Spartanburg.
I understand. All right, I'm going to go. You guys have a good day. Good morning. And we're supposed to roof Ethan's house this weekend. We think it might be.
Going to get any roofing done this weekend, unless you're doing it in the rain.
Find out if it works. All right, we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
I'll see you at lunch. KO4HK. Looks like there's only a 40% chance of rain today, so you might be able to mow your grass this afternoon.
Yes, at least I can cut it once on high, right?
And then next week looks like it's supposed to be pretty nice.
I need to do like Fred, put a couple of plants in the ground.
Do some potatoes this year.
In the crate, it worked out fairly decent.
Old tires, big tires, not little ones, that I may just stack up two of those and do them right there. That way I, when done, can just roll it out of the way.
Hey, too. I'm holding the gate, so I might say 7-3. Hope you have an awesome day, and I'll maybe catch up with you this afternoon. KN4 GMW.
4-HGX. Good to hear you this morning, Ken, and you have a great day, and if I don't talk to you this afternoon, tell Susan we said hello. KO4HGX. Clear.